It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Checking in at
number 5.
Now, I gotta mention this. I was going to mention this, but now it appears in the top five, which is an autonomous item here produced by the great Brian Altimer.
Always spectacularly done.
I prefer that he come up with the ideas and do it, unless there's something that absolutely has to be brought in. And this, so just so you know, this was not my idea to bring this up, but it is worth mentioning.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's mention it.
Amid the tweets about the Orlando massacre yesterday, Donald Trump bragged about all the congratulations that he supposedly was receiving for calling it Islamic terrorism, or for being for predicting what was going to happen. Today, Savannah Guthrie on the Today Show pressed him.
To a lot of people, that struck them as unseemly, that at this moment that 49 people lay dead, you were focused on yourself and giving yourself congratulations. What do you say about that?
It's totally false, because you didn't read the second part of the tweet. I said, while I appreciate, because I've been receiving tens of thousands of tweets, literally tweets and calls and letters and everything, because I've been the one that predicted it, and I'm the one that said what you should be doing.
See,
he said appreciate the congrats for being right on radical Islamic terrorism.
And what letter did he receive on a Sunday within minutes of the
email, he receives that yet. I don't want congrats, though, is the second part. I want toughness and vigilance. We must be smart.
But nobody has to acknowledge that even if he were receiving congratulations, no one has to acknowledge that, right?
She's saying it's
I don't want the credit. And I said in there, well, I appreciate your nice statements.
But at the same time, you're calling attention to the credit you
received. I want you to be strong. What I said is, I want you to be strong. I want you to be vigilant. And I want you to be smart. I don't want the credit.
But
I don't want people to tweet that.
But by the very nature of stopping and saying, but you did stop and say, oh, I acknowledge and collect your thanks. And then you later say in this statement, I predicted this, which, in fairness, literally everyone predicts that there will be another terrorist attack. There's no one who doesn't recognize that that's the world we live in.
Well, the president doesn't know, because he certainly doesn't do much about it.
He was talking about how he's been right. Thanks for acknowledging how right I've been, and thanks for the congrats, which did ring. It was wrong. The tone was wrong. Now, there's some people, his voters, believe that he's going to be tougher than President Obama is. I suppose that's what he's trying to call attention to. It's just the first part of that rubbed people the wrong way.
Well, here's Donald Trump today talking about how right he was.
I called for a ban after San Bernardino and was met with great scorn and anger. But now, many years, and I have to say many years, but many are saying that I was right to do so. And although the pause is temporary, we must find out what is going on. We have to do it. It will be lifted, this ban, when and as a nation we're in a position to properly and perfectly screen these people coming into our country. They're pouring in, and we don't know what we're doing.
Okay. Now, he was on the teleprompter today. He had all kinds of trouble with the teleprompter today.
What, reading off of it?
Yeah.
I didn't see.
Yeah, he had trouble making it. You heard him just do it there too.
There were some pauses.
Yeah, and he works for many years. People have been telling me that, even though San Bernardino was months ago, right? So he's talking about the years and the So he's confused. He does so he's having trouble adjusting to the mechanics that his campaign people, the adults in the room, are trying to get him to adjust to, because he just wants to shoot from the hip. And let us be honest here. Savannah Guthrie was right. You don't work your way into, everybody's congratulating me on being right. By the way, I don't want to be right.
Mm-hmm. What a great time for a humble brag.
Yeah, exactly. Drops a humble brag right there. You're like, what are you doing? What are you doing? He's
wrong moment.
Yeah, I hope, former First Lady of Slovenia can get to him and say, You know, it she seems like the only person who gets that he's being a total hump mm-hmm. out there mm-hmm. and that he needs to be, he needs not to be like this.
Ironically so. Yeah, the beautiful supermodel is the one who sort of has the brains there.
Right.
Or she's at least the awareness, maybe not only the brains.
Don't think this is working for you, Donald. it's strange because, I mean, in his own, you know, within his cadre of support, people are going to go, yeah, you were totally right about this. And that's great. We need to.
And that's happening.
But how are you going to when will you know that you have perfectly screened everyone who's coming in? And who's pouring in from where? When people land at LaGuardia or O'Hare, or not LaGuardia, but people land at Kennedy or O'Hare or DFW or Hartsfield or any of those places, LAX, how do we then, we just say to people, all right, what is your religion? And if you are a certain religion, goodbye.
Well, I think that was the follow-up Savannah Guthrie asked him about. So what are you going to do? Not just are you calling attention to it? And, you know, you heard his answer. That they're not doing a good job with data right now. They're not doing a good job with rooting out these terrorists before they come into the fold. But I think that's very difficult to do. And we're seeing that now more than ever.
I just don't understand how it's out. You'd have to stop everybody from coming into the country, right? Anybody coming from anywhere, because you don't know for sure. And if it's a Muslim name, they get stopped out of it. What if they're Christians?
Yeah, it's a policy that would be impossible to.
You would
run
think.
Into action. It just wouldn't.
I would just like to. Maybe he should be asked and answer. How he plans to do that. And is it just they're coming from specific countries? Is it there? I mean, that you could do. You could limit. I mean, we have that already. Internationally, there have always been those things. You can't just travel on a passport to go to certain places. You have to have a visa. And then there's visa applications. You have to have an ability to, you know, you have to be pre-screened in a visa application before they let you into the country. And what purpose are you coming in for? But even at that, this guy was born in the United States of America.
Right. Born in New York, lived in Florida. His parents were Afghans.
Right. So then what we have to do is we have to ask all the first-generation children of foreign nationals to please present themselves to some sort of government office for inspection?
I don't know how that works.
I mean, does he? My guess is he loves World War II movies. I hope in World War II movies he's cheering for the allies,
of course
right?
He is.
Rommel was totally misunderstood. Well, Rommel probably was totally misunderstood. But Himmler was totally misunderstood. All right. Let's do this.
Number four.
It makes me feel so much better when I hear Orion's voice.
Mm-hmm.
Makes
it's
feel
calming,
like
isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it makes me feel like...
There's
that,
right
you know.
In the world and mm-hmm. good in the world.
All right. The Reverend Jesse L. Jackson Sr. endorsed Hillary Clinton for president. Saying she's the most qualified and best hope for America. I'm surprised it didn't go with Trump, aren't you?
No. Or Bernie, because Bernie supported him.
Donald,
remember, back in the day.
Donald Trump sees exactly the kind of person that would be mystifying. Now, he Jackson intentionally declined to endorse earlier because he called both Clinton and Sanders outstanding candidates who were going in the right progressive direction. Now, Jackson was a former candidate for Democratic president in 1984. Do you remember that?
Sure.
Yeah. And again in 1988. A video now has surfaced on the Bernie Sanders campaign YouTube account that shows Bernie Sanders, then the mayor of Burlington, Vermont, endorsing Jesse Jackson in 1988.
Fellow Burlingtonians, our candidate has stood with us when we needed him. Tonight, he needs us. Let us be there for him. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to place the nomination this evening the name of one of the great leaders of our time and a man who has waged the most courageous and exciting political campaign in the modern history of this nation. I place the nomination with a great deal of personal pride, the name of Jesse Jackson.
There you go. Back in 1988 in Burlington.
Burlington,
he was
Vermont.
Mayor.
I'm surprised there are that many people in Burlington, Vermont that are applauding.
Well, there certainly was a baby there, which is hard to hear past, but Burlington Mayor Bernie Sanders endorsed him when, you know, a lot of the Bernie Sanders people are saying, you know, it wasn't popular to do so, and he backed you then, but, you know.
He sounded old back then.
He did. He sounded the same.
That was 28 years ago. And he's like, now let me explain something to you. We're going to have this Soul Brother number one is going to be my pick for president of the United States.
I saw the video. He still had that hand that kind of started up on the top and dotted down to the bottom. You know, he does that with the hand thing.
Right.
Still doing that in 88, in case you were wondering.
Tonight, we are here to endorse the candidate who is saying loud and clear that enough is enough, that it's time that this nation was returned to the real people of America, the vast majority of us, and that power no longer should rest solely with a handful of banks and corporations who presently dominate the economic and political life of this nation.
Bernie, back in 88, still had the same message. Gotta love that.
I've got to say that my mother and father would probably cross the street if he were coming down the street.
I don't know.
But now I want to tell you that this is my guy for president of the United States. Oh, man. All right. Well, that's something. A little blast from the past right there. Bernie Sanders endorsing Jesse Jackson Sr. for president in 1988. Checking in on the top five of five at
number three.
Lil Wayne. Uh-oh. They had to land his plane. Lil Wayne's plane had to land. He was having a seizure on board the plane. Does this sound familiar to anybody?
I know. Reminiscent of Prince. But
and Lil Wayne is still, what, in his 20s, right?
He's 33.
33. That's what I meant. He's 33.
He's 4 years out of his 20s or 3 years.
Here's what the air traffic control sounded like.
Flight 24, engine 22, a seizure. Inbound flight, FAA airfield, 4,500 average drive, US gate C4. Medic 24, engine 22, seizure, Epley Airfield, inbound flight 4500, rapid drive, use gate C4.
Medic 24 is en route.
Yeah, Medic 24 and 22, use gate C4, though direct, it's inbound private flight, male, having a seizure.
Jeez. Wow, he gave an interview to a radio station a couple years ago, 2013, and he says he's epileptic and he's prone to seizures. He's had many, many of them. And one time he almost died because he had three of them in a row. That was May of 2013. He was hospitalized. So we wish
Lil Wayne
that he's okay.
And Big Wayne, the best.
Number two.
Mahali Michu Mazaros, 33-inch tall actor and former circus star who played Alf in the 1980s has died. He was 76.
Oh, Alf guy.
The actor also appeared in Big Top Pee-wee, played fuzzy alien characters. I'm like Trump today. He played fuzzy alien characters in those rare scenes in which the character, usually a puppet, was seen walking around.
Honey, we can't leave Brian alone.
I'm here. Well, maybe I could take him with me.
It's a school night. He goes to bed in 10 minutes.
I'll stay.
Well, you can't. You're in the wedding party.
I'm not.
This is just great. What are we going to do now?
Hello. How about me?
For what?
To sit with Brian.
What do you think?
Do I think we should let an alien from outer space watch Psycho while our son sleeps in the other room?
Hey, no problem. Just leave me the keys to the liquor cabinet.
Okay, so this, Michu is the guy that was in the suit.
Was
the voice,
he in the suit? I didn't even know there was a guy in the suit. I assumed it was a puppet, but okay.
There was a guy in the suit.
Didn't know that.
Well, they would show him walking around.
They showed the guy?
Yeah, they showed Alf. I loved Alf. Well. I thought Alf was actually one of the smarter sitcoms.
Mm-hmm.
It was, and the Alf cartoon was also ahead of its time.
I thought we were talking about Elf the movie.
I know, I was going to say it's going to date some of us.
Yeah.
Because I barely remember it, but he's two
syrup
foot
on everything.
All right. Okay, I guess I'm just the old man around here that I remember Elf. All right, finally.
Number one.
That was Lin-Manuel Miranda's night at the Tonys.
Oh, yeah, it was.
And the heartfelt original sonnet that he used as an acceptance speech wowed the crowd at the 70th annual Tony Awards. He is the creator of Hamilton and The Star. He's 36 years old. And he read the sonnet that he wrote for his wife, Vanessa Nadal. He fought back tears to address the Orlando massacre as well.
My wife's the reason anything gets done. She nudges me towards promise by degrees. She is a perfect symphony of one. Our son is her most beautiful reprise. We chase the melodies that seem to find us until they're finished songs and start to play. When senseless acts of tragedy remind us that nothing here is promised. Not one day. The show is proof that history remembers. We live through times when hate and fear seem stronger. We rise and fall and light from dying embers, remembrances that hope and love last longer. And love is 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 love cannot be killed or swept aside. I sing Vanessa's symphony. Eliza tells her story. Now fill the world with music, love, and pride. Thank you so much for this.
Wow.
One of the most quoted sayings on social media this weekend, that love is love part. Very passionate. Just, I mean, then they did the cutaways into the crowd, and oh, wow. People were so moved. And it was moving to see it. Oh.
Congratulations to Hamilton and to the entire production team there. They obviously swept. That was a no-brainer.
It was. Well, it comes to Chicago in September, but he, if I'm not mistaken, is not part of it.
He won't be in the cast.
Right.
Right. But it's still
a different cast,
his work.
But still a great.
He's leaving the Broadway cast as well. Because it just crossed the $1 billion mark.
Whatever.
And he has sold the rights to the cast members all get a piece of the touring company even though they're not in it. Because they created the roles. It's the first time history, actually, that has happened for a Broadway play.
You like to see that?
Pretty interesting stuff, yeah. All right, so let's close this thing up.
The top five at five.